FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ Community Music, bringing you a band and Be Alive and Me and Rich Mullins, My One Thing. Good morning to you, Fred and Mindy with you. Happy Thursday at 7:21.
Your weather forecast for today, mostly cloudy early in the day, then becoming breezy and sunny this afternoon, high 43. Tonight, mostly clear, low down to 30. Friday, partly sunny, high 46. Sunday, there are some clouds and showers, high 46 once again. Sunday, sunshine, high 49. Currently, it's 38.
We're really enjoying hanging out with Nina and Corey there from Bible to School. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, friend.
And not only are your cheery smiles, but you both have great Bible to School t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, for the webcam.
Those are very cool. So Corey Pettibacker is the executive director of Bible to School. And Corey, Bible to School started right here in our listening area.
Yes, it started in Mannheim Central, and it has grown actually all over the state.
Yeah.
So, and the way we've done that, and we just started it this year, is that we have something called a Bible to School membership that anybody can get, and it is teaches you how to do this in your own community. So we help people activate a Bible to School program. We equip them to do it themselves.
So you're looking for somebody who will champion a school and say,
right,
I'll be that member, I'll be that person to go into that school and make Bible to School happen.
Yeah, if you want to reach your school, if you're a church that wants to reach your community, this program takes a whole community to do it. You need everybody involved. We're taking kids off site. We're talking with, making relationships with, building relationships with schools. It's a great opportunity for a church if you're looking for an outreach, and we're reaching kids. I mean, kids need to know Jesus. I mean, and we have so many stories of kids who don't even know them at all.
Yeah. And a big percentage of your kids are not attending church, aren't growing up in the church.
51% right now of our 781 kids that we teach weekly do not know who Jesus is. Don't have a church home. It's all new. And we make it convenient in the middle of the week, in the middle of a school day. We're teaching them. And, man, they want to know. We had a little girl who saw the Christmas story this past Christmas. And she was so full of story or of questions about the story. She accepted Christ as her Savior right at the table.
Yeah.
So we have stories of
what
that.
What a great Christmas gift.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You can't beat that.
Yeah. And in addition to members, folks, to champion Bible to School, you're looking for volunteers who will help out at existing programs, too.
Yes. We are focused on School District of Lancaster in the city. And we're growing all those. We're in 7 schools, and there's 13. And so one of them, we know for sure that Nina's works at is Carter McRae. And we need 3 volunteers there. Total, we need 7 volunteers. So we're really looking. We have kids on the waiting list to know about Jesus.
What's the obligation, and what's it look like to be a volunteer?
Sure. It's a 2-hour commitment once a week. And you are basically building relationship with children. You'll sit around a table with 5 or 6 kids, and you're building relationships, and we make it really easy for you to do that.
Whether a volunteer or a membership, if folks would like to get involved, they could sign up online?
Yes. Contact us at Bible2School.com, Bible2School.com.
And Nina Maldonado is with us, and Nina is on staff at Teen Haven, but you're a volunteer with Bible to School. Tell us a little bit about your experience to give people some insight into what they might be getting into.
Right. So we have 2nd, 3rd, and 4th grade class from Carter McRae that come to Teen Haven on a weekly basis. And it's really simple. Like, it's not complicated. I don't think the gospel's complicated.
Right.
And so we don't keep it. It's not complicated for the kids. We just have fun with them. We share Jesus with them. Our 4th grade class right now, we started with a challenge at the beginning of the school year, and over half of them know all the books of the Old Testament, and half of that half know all of the books of the Bible memorized, and they're excited about it. Like, when we pick them up from their classrooms, they're like, Miss, I learned all the way up to Psalms, or all the way up to, like, it's really, really exciting for them when they're actually learning, and they're engaging, and they're, they're just enjoying learning about Jesus and about the Bible. So.
What's the biggest quality that you're looking for in a volunteer?
Right. So I think it's just knowing that it's not going to cost you much. It'll cost you 2 hours a week. Just being excited and being able to relate to kids. Like,
Well, again, lots of opportunities to volunteer if you are interested in helping out at Carter McRae or at any of the schools where Bible to School is. Go to BibleToSchool.com, BibleToSchool.com. That's the best way for them to get in touch with you, right?
Absolutely. And just don't wait because we need you now.
Yeah. And if you want to start a program in your school,
absolutely. Contact us and we can walk you through that process. We have people from Pittsburgh, Altoona, Delaware, even Arizona that I'm talking with next week that are saying we want this in our schools.
We want a Bible
and
school.
So if you want this in your school, contact us. We'd love to talk to you.
Check it out online, BibleToSchool.com, or on Facebook, just type in Bible, the number 2, school. Corey and Nina, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you, Fred.
We loved having you. Back to the music we go with Chris Tomlin. This is Jesus.